So, Zaw, tell us about what is going on in Utica, New York this Saturday. What do you have planned?
We are planning to do a protest against military coup in Burma, and we are hoping to get a huge gathering for this Saturday because we need to raise funds in order to support the people inside Burma. There are internally displaced persons made by military regime, and we call CDM, Civil Disobedience Movement, like a government staff and other staffs are not obey the military and not participate in order to stop running the military system in Burma. That's why we need to support them. Then that is why we are doing a fundraising event here in Utica coming this Saturday.
And tell us, let's talk a little more about the coup. Just, enlighten us on the situation in Burma, also known as Myanmar, right now.
We had similar like democratic system, not fully democratic system, like partially democratic system in Burma between 2010 to 2020, and November 11, we had like democratic election formed organized by the democratic group, which is National League for Democracy Party, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, who is the democratic icon for Burma. Then the Democratic Party won 98% of the vote. People vote to change the country. Then the military do not want to change the Burma. Then the coup in February 1, 2021, then people start raising up their hands and protesting all over Burma.
And talk a little more in depth about the current situation right now, between the military coup, the government, and the different the mass protests that are going on, the attacks on civilians.
Since people peacefully protest to against military coup, people are asking to return power to the elected government elected by the people. We, the people, need to change the Burma to become a democratic country, but the military, they always wants to control power, and they do not want to change. That is why people are peacefully protesting on the street. Then military start killing them, shooting them, and arresting them. Even they arrested before the coup, they arrested our president, elected by the people. They arrested the Aung San Suu Kyi, who is the state councilor, and they arrested over 4,000 politicians in Burma, especially many ethnic minority leaders representing for their own ethnic.
So I wanted to ask, what brought you to the US? What brought you to Utica specifically? And also, I mean, this level of unrest and mass protests in Burma right now, there's been some comparisons made with the 88 uprising, 1988 in Burma. So if you could talk about that too.
In we call 88 generation, I represent or recognize myself as I'm 88 generation because I was 7th grade at that time when I was 13 years old. People raised up on the street and asking democracy in Burma, but at that time the Burma was very undeveloped and then outdated country, running by the whole time under the military regime. So we could not tell the war. The war, we are not able to see what was happening in Burma at that time. So I can say that we failed the revolution. Then military seized the power and passed their power to generation to their new generation. until now, then in this year we call 2021 Supreme Revolution, and it is named by the people from Burma. And with this 21st century, the world really advanced. Then we had Facebook, social media, so all over the world, people can distribute their news by their own media. Then the world found out what is happening in Burma right now. So the news are very like quickly, you know, dispersed all over the world. Then the 2021 Spring Revolution, well known in the world right now. What we are looking from our general community, like in the United States, we also met Congresswoman Gloria Tenney and asked her help to write to our President Joe Biden. We need the general community to ask each congressman or congresswoman to support Burma, and especially we need from the U.S. administrative to recognize legally our new government. We, Burma, are formed national unity government in Burma right now, but the world hasn't recognized them yet. We need the world to recognize officially and saying that this is the government organization represent for Burma.
And say more, you know, as someone, you know, specifically from the generation of 88 who moved to the U.S., like what's your story? How did you come here?
Yeah, I was, as I said, I was 13 years old in 1988 revolution, and I was seventh grade. And we had student union who always lead the revolution. That's why we really love student union in Burma. Then in 1988, we, as a student, we do not believe that we are going to win with peacefully protest to against military regime. Then we believe that we need to fight them back with weapons. Then we, as a Burmese student, decide to leave the country and form the student union. It is called All Burma Federation of Student Union. We learn like weapon training, and we thought that we could only fight them back to get change in Burma with weapon. Then we decide we form the army for student. We call student army. Then we were fighting back the military, but unfortunately, we did not have a good support from all over the sea, all over the world. Then we ended up to move to all other third country as a refugee. Then I became a refugee, and I left my country when I was 18 years old. Then I could not continue my education. Then I was helping my Burmese people when I was as a refugee in Thailand. And finally, I want to continue my education. Then I ended up to come to United States as a refugee in 2005.
Well, I wanted to ask you next, what more specifically, what's the schedule like for Saturday? What's going on and when does it start?
We are going to start meeting at Oneida Square to march on the street. We want to show Utica administrative and general community that we are supporting Burma. We are standing together with our country. And we are going to march down on the Genesee Street. Beginning point is Oneida Square until Utica Hotel, Genesee and Bleecker Street. And we are going to return back to Koppanik Park, which is between Genesee Street and Park Avenue, and D-Cell Center, which used to call like old Mohawk Valley Resource Center for Refugees. We are going to have like a program for a protest, and then one of the group we call Generation Z from Chicago, they are coming to perform with revolution sounds. Then we have a couple singers who are going to sing and perform with many different revolution sounds. And then we are going to have like food for fun. Then we are not selling the food with like donation. And you can have like all different cultural foods from Burma, especially representing food from Burma. You can try all delicious food from Burma, like cultural food, traditional food, and we are going to sell until 4 p.m. The food are taking place on the D-Cell Center parking lot.
So we're sitting now in Utica, New York, which has earned the nickname the City of Refugees over the years. There's a very large population of refugees from all over the world, but specifically Burma. Can you talk about what the population, the different peoples from Burma, what that looks like here, and what the City of Refugees means to you as someone that lives here?
I used to work at the refugee center as an interpreter and as the caseworker. The refugees started resettling in Utica in 1999, and then it started coming up all over refugees from Burma. Like, the Karen ethnics are the majority population in Utica. Then the second is Burmese Muslim, and then the rest are represented for each individual ethnic from Burma, such as Karenni, such as Arakanese, also called Rakhine, such as Kachin, and such as Kaya. And there are many different minority, also Mon, and what else? There are many diverse ethnic minorities coming to refugee to Utica. And as you said, yeah, refugee is also known as the town that loves refugees, which is recognized by Lutheran Immigration, LIRS. Yeah, they give a name Utica as the town that loves refugees. Because this town is very valuable for refugees because they are truly welcome all refugees all over the world, and we can meet like many different refugees from all over the world, such as Bosnian, Palestinian, Iraqi, Yemeni, and Nepalese right now, and also is very famous in the world. Like currently, we call as a Rohingya from Burma, which is they start establishing in Utica a couple years ago. So yeah, it is a wonderful city that, you know, welcoming refugees until now, you know, since in the past. And also the refugee just start resettling, as I know it, almost 40 years already in here in Utica.
Talk more about the plight of the Rohingya people in Burma, the genocide, and you know, give some more context to that.
Rohingya is still exists in Burma, and they are oppressed by the military since in the past history in Burma, and each military are trying to play in political issues. They use Rohingya always when they when people are requested to change in Burma. So they're trying to let people focus on many different issues. Those are military keep doing in Burma, especially we call Buddhist and Islam crisis. They always create that way. At that time, when they went to change, like tricking the political situation in Burma, they always create that kind of problem. And then in 2012, they start killing the Rohingya in Burma. Yeah, I also recognize that Rohingya people are it's a genocide, you know, by the military regime. Yeah, we also accept ethnic cleansing ward for oppressing Rohingya, like genocide war for Rohingya. Yeah, I'm individually, as I agree, not only me, the whole Burma suffering that the military has been doing them as ethnic cleansing, like what is it, human rights violation. I by myself individually, I have a great friend, Rohingya, back in Burma. I met him when I was in 8th grade. Yeah, he fled from that area and paid I don't know how many thousand in the Burmese currency to get free from his state to move to capital of Burma. Then since then I know about Rohingya exists in Burma. I also learned from like our Burma history from different books not written by the military group. So yeah, I accept the Rohingya, and they are also human being, and they are one of the ethnic minority group from Burma.
One thing I've noticed in following the events as they unfold in Burma is all the different ethnic groups, the different communities, the unity that they've expressed in these mass protests in the revolution. And also, I've noticed more and more people speaking out against the plight, you know, the exploitation and oppression of Rohingya people specifically, but other people too. Can you talk a little more maybe about the, you know, the significance of this current revolution in uniting all these different ethnic and religious groups?
Yeah, we always call revolution, but it might be, you know, strange to other community for this word, because we, as a Burmese, we lost freedom since British colonized Burma for almost 200 years. Then we got freedom from British in 1947. At the time, we had a democratic government for a couple of years, and then military seized power in 1962. Since then, the military are trying to breaking apart all ethnic minority. The military is always trying to break the unity in Burma. That is why military is always creating a problem between each group, like between Buddhist religion and Islamic religion, between Buddhist and Christian religion. The military is always creating this kind of problem, not to unite each ethnic groups. In every revolution we call, in 1988, military created again Muslim and Buddhist problem, crisis. And then in 2010, 2007, every time the military is trying to break apart Burma. If we are united together, we can fight them back and we can win from like military oppression. It's same thing in every revolution we call. Like we had like 2007 Saffron Revolution, monks are protesting on the street and then they fail because of unity. But in this time we call 2021 Spring Revolution. People are learned from the history a lot. And also, thank God, like Facebook and social media are very strong in Burma these late days since Aung San Suu Kyi entered to government organization, government administration. Then Burma got had a chance to use cell phone, internet, Facebook, such social or media. Then the whole Burma, I can say like a little bit advanced, you know, with technology. Then we all know what is happening all over Burma, what is military, how military are treating people, how military are killing people, how military are lying people, how military groups are oppressing, arresting, and torturing a lot. Then the people are united each other. The people really see that how what is military look like. You know, they are just like evil, and they trying to maintain their power in order to control Burma. Then they are doing whatever they wants to do. They want to do. Then the people realize all military cheating, lying, and oppressing people, then all united each other. Right now, even the Burmese people formed National Unity Government, and we have one gentleman who is residing in England. His name is Dr. Zani, who is very popular about Rohingya. He is like representing the Rohingya ethnic. So the NUG have created the foreign organization to like international relationship organization, and led by Dr. Sasa. Dr. Sasa requests Dr. Zani to join his foreign administration. It is the administration office. Then, so now we can see in a new government, we have like many represented for each individual ethnic group for Burma. Like we've elected Karen leaders. He is the prime minister for Burma right now, and we have many Karen leaders working for National Unity Government. That is why we have like a huge unity in Burma right now to win the military system fell down in Burma.
I think the last question I want to ask is, there's so many people right now that are trying to figure out what they can do at the grassroots level, you know, if it's Utica, Albany, Troy, anywhere in the U.S. or around the world, what can regular people do to help out with the revolution? And then also, what do you think has to be done internationally from different actors or governments or bodies to apply pressure on the current government in order for the revolution to succeed?
Let's see. Yeah, we are on the street every weekly here in Utica because we want to show the people, and we are hoping the people are coming and interest what we've been doing. So we need more people and more voices. We need like general community asking each individual representative for Congress, Senate, and force or asking the government organization, the government administration office to support Burma officially. And the each individual leaders for countries legally recognize our new government. Then we and National Unity Government, when National Unity Government became the officially recognized by all individual countries, then we will win. And also we want the United States government to transfer 1.2 billion, which is freeze by our President Joe Biden. That money, that money was for military, the previous military group having business with U.S. government. So since the military coup Burma, the U.S. government freeze that money. So I'm asking our president or government office to transfer that money to our new government, because our new government need like financially support, because in Burma right now our government, new government formed like PDF, we call People Defense Forces, because we need to defense our people. Then People Defense Forces, and then we are gonna, the government, the our new government are gonna do like federal allies for Burma, in Burma. Then we are gonna form federal army, because we need federal system for future Burma. Then it's all represent for each individual minority ethnic groups in Burma. So we've named like federal army in order to fight the military back. With the international communities, we want United Nations to impose R2P system to Burma in order to support, because military organized by these military generals for over 70 years, they have sound institution. So they have like airstrikes. They just bought a submarine from India. They have a strong army in East Asia, in Southeast Asia, the Burmese military. That is why we need international support, especially the Nation Security Council. Like, we are asking military action from all international communities. We kept asking our government, not only the people who live in United States, the people from Burma are asking U.S. because we want to be adopted by United States of America. This is how people believe. We want to change the country, not only the system, like education system, democratic system, and like infrastructure such and such, because we are very late in Southeast Asia. If no one help from international community, we are going to become like a North Korea. That is why people in Burma are asking right now, South Burma and North Burma, because who accept military system are allowing to stay in northern part of Burma? Who wants democratic system in Burma are coming to stay in South Burma? It is like that's what people wants, a people wishes came from their own heart. That is why we don't want to be happen. We don't want to separate our own country. We want to be united all together. We cannot separate. We just need to take down this military system in Burma.
Do you have any final words?
Yeah, my final words for U.S. government. We need legally recognized by our government. And I also requested the government to transfer $1.2 billion freeze by our government. And also, our government, new National Unity Government, has collected donation. It's over $9 million, but that money also freeze. Those are donation, and I want United Government to support that money to release, and we can help the people from Burma and other ethnic minority groups in Burma.